Welcome back to Legacy, a Mom podcast. We're all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? I'm Tina. I'm here with Britt. Hi, Britt.
Hello.
And how are you doing?
I'm good. It's quite chilly out today,
I have
but it's
to,
good.
yeah, I bet it is. You're in Jersey. Like it gets cold up
Yeah, it
there.
just dropped like real low. We're getting like wintry mix today.
Ooh,
I
ah,
know. It
it.
was like 61 the other day.
I
It's
know. And
fine. It's
it's
normal.
49 here right now and the temp's dropping, but we are not getting a wintry mix here where I'm at in the Carolinas. But it is cold. Like talk to people down here and it's like so cold. You're gonna laugh, but I had a dream about the chickens. And it was about how they get after each other when they're bored and they pluck each other's feathers out. There's somebody I had like a dream because we watch these shows that are vet shows at night before we go to bed, and so somebody brought in chickens that were all plucked or something, and I'm like, all right, at least I dreamt it, or I don't know. It was so weird. How are the little silkies doing?
Oh, they're good. They're growing so fast. I honestly don't know if there's an animal that grows faster than a chicken. Like 2 weeks and they're like literally double the size. I don't know how that happens.
Oh, it's so funny because you have, is it Sisu, who's the chicken dog who like
Yeah, she's my
follows you
chicken
guys
dog.
around? She's your chicken
She
dog. She
plays, she follows us, she hangs out with us. I just hold her. I walk around the house with her, get things done. She's literally a dog. I love that chicken.
Who would have ever thought that you would be the chicken lady?
I
So today, this is kind of the last in this impromptu series that we've done that we really didn't even name a series, but it really is a series. And we're talking about priorities. And I think we got on the subject because we talked about being busy. And one of the antidotes to being busy is to line things up according to what your priorities are, godly priorities. And so a couple podcasts back, I think it was episode 9, we talked about God being your number one priority. It has to be as a Jesus mom. And then last week, we talked about how our husbands have to be our second priority. And so today, if you haven't listened to those, by the way, go back and catch those because I think we really kind of unpacked those pretty good about why those
Oh,
are
can I give like a
necessary.
little, Wait, let me just give a little like a little visual too of understanding this, 'cause this is how like I think of it. Well, I think most people think of it. It's partially biblical, but this is what the Holy Spirit tells me. So, with your family, you need a rock solid foundation. You need an unchanging foundation. So that's the Lord. The Lord has to be your foundation. And then your husband, your spouse, has to be number two because you and your husband and wife are like the structure of your house. So we, as a couple, sit on our solid foundation and the structure has to be strong. So you and your husband have to be strong in order to hold the whole house together. And your children are within that house. So if you think about it, if you don't have a solid foundation, nothing, you don't even get anywhere, honestly. The whole thing crumbles. And if you don't have a strong relationship with your spouse, then the structure crumbles. So then the whole house falls apart. I mean, think about like a hurricane coming through, your house just when it just crumbles and falls. So then your whole house is out there. So that's why it has to be foundation, Christ, your structure, spouse, and then your kids within the home.
I love that picture. And it's actually a great picture of Matthew when in Matthew, I think it's in 6 or 7, chapter 6 or 7, where it talks about building your house on the solid rock versus building it on the sand. And I think
That's
when
the
you
biblical
have,
part.
that's the biblical part. Yes. Because if you're not building your home on a solid rock, it is going to, just like when we see these hurricanes come through and the houses that are built on sand and don't have a solid foundation, they're washed right away because there's nothing that there to hold it in place. And God is that solid. Jesus is the solid rock. He's the cornerstone. That's the other part of the biblical. He's the cornerstone. So God first, your husband or your spouse is second. And then third, what we want to talk about today is your children are actually your third priority. And I know what you guys are thinking. They're like, how in the world, right? Because it's so easy, because they're so demanding to make them your number one priority. And I did that with you guys, like totally when you and Mark were born. And then, by the time I
If
had Zach and Carlene, I'd grown a lot,
I just
but.
want to say, this is kind of a hard truth that if your child is your number one priority, then your child sits on the throne of your heart and your child is an idol.
Yeah.
So just, keeping that in
Just
mind.
putting that out there. It's true. And that's what happened is you guys became my idols. And so if we put our kids ahead of spending time with God, or we put our kids ahead of spending time with our spouse, they are not where they're supposed to be in the lineup. And it's really actually, even in the secular world, I was reading an article in Psychology Today about how incredibly important it is that our children are not number one in our lives, that we cannot let them usurp our relationship. Of course, it was a secular article, so it was the relationship with your spouse. But whenever we make someone or something an idol, that's just going to come crashing down, and it's going to leave collateral damage. And honestly, I will say that was probably a contributing factor to the destruction of my relationship with your dad. There are, I mean, there are tons of other factors, but I think that was one of them is, all of a sudden you have these kids, and then your kids are demanding every waking hour. And then as they grow, I mean, obviously as babies, it's intense a little bit. But even with that, you're teaching your baby self-control if you're not like jumping on every little whimper that they do. But as your kids grow and they become more involved in things and they begin getting their own life, it's very easy for you to make what your children are doing your life as well, and separate from what you and your spouse. And that is going to cause all kinds of destruction. And I think that's why a lot of homes are in the way in the disarray that they are now, because the kids are running the show,
Well, that's the thing, is that we can't parent well. We can't parent to the best of our abilities when we're not parenting with Christ. Like,
That's
he
right.
has to be our number one focus. We have to parent with him. He knows our kids best. He is sovereign. He knows right from wrong. Otherwise, we end up parenting out of our flesh, and we end up parenting out of our emotion, and it just doesn't go well. We have to seek the Lord in all of our parenting ways. I'm talking like, when I'm making decisions on schooling for my kids, I consult the Lord. When I'm making decisions on how to even potty train, because that can be tricky, I consult the Lord. When I'm trying to come up with new ways of, I don't know, teaching them scripture, I go to the Lord. Like, what is my child gonna do well with? And like, what other creative ways? Like, you know them well, or anything. Like, if I'm gonna involve my child in something, I consult the Lord. Just, I parent with Christ, because that is how I can be the best parent to my children.
Right, exactly. And then, I've said this before, and I think I said it in the last podcast, is these kids are passing through. Your husband's there forever, and you don't want to get to the empty nest stage and go, who are you? And so many, marriages fall apart at that point. But you're absolutely right. I mean, raising children without having that spiritual parenting background, I think it makes it so much harder, because you're just set, then you're guessing, then you're sitting around guessing on what the best thing to do is for that child. But I when I was processing this, I thought, you know what, your children's marriages are going to look so much like your marriage, and I want you guys to have healthy marriages. And the only way
Yeah.
that that's going to happen is if Rod and I model that for you and
Right.
what that looks like. You know, it doesn't mean it's all like cupcakes and balloons all the time. It means that, you know, you guys know when there's some hard times, but we work through it. And then I think what a blessing it is now for you guys to watch us walk through this empty nest season. So that when you guys get to the empty nest season, you can go, oh, I remember that. That's what mom and Rod did, you know, and they really
Yeah.
enjoyed it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But your children are watching you very closely. And if you don't make your relationship with God a priority, if you don't make your relationship with your husband a priority over your children, that is the kind of homes that they're going to have when they grow up. And I know that
Right.
that's your, I know there's a lot of people, oh no, they'll marry somebody, it'll be different for them, or that's not true. That's not
Yeah.
true. They are watching and they will model what they've been taught, and their homes are going
Right.
to look
And
like that.
speaking of priorities, I think we've made it very clear that God has to be our number one priority. But in this world, with all of the busyness, and I mean, there's just so much happening. We really need to be careful not to teach our kids that it's more important to be busy in the world than busy in the word. You know, we
That's good.
have to model that priority. It's okay to do things and be active, and you know, we are supposed to go out and make disciples in this world, but at the same time, what is our number one priority? What is more important? The word of
Right.
God, spending time with the Lord. Let's make that our number one priority. And I think you've said this so many times, prioritizing discipling our children. That is so important, and not to put that just on the youth pastors or your church, or you know, if they go to like Christian school or whatever, not just dumping that on them to teach your kids. Like, you are number one, their teacher, their leader, they're in this. You disciple your children.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to outsource that. I mean, that's our job. That's our God-given mission field right there in our homes. And I tell you young moms all the time, look, if you have young kids at home or kids are even in high school and middle school, yeah, they're a little bit busier, so maybe you have a little bit more free time to do other stuff. But when your kids are home, that's your mission field. That's that is who you disciple. And if you have time after, you know, if after you spend time with God, after you spend time and make your marriage a priority, and after you spend, you know, the time discipling your kids, if you have time outside of that to do outside ministry, then go for it. But don't usurp that, because no one knows better than I do, or other moms whose kids are all grown, how quickly the time goes. The days are long, but the years are short, and they grow up so fast.
And I think it's so easy. I know personally, I'm not even gonna lie, sometimes it is a struggle for me to remember that my kids, I have to disciple them every single day. And it's so easy, even for me, it's so easy to fall into busyness and distractions, and then the day went by and you're like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even sit down and maybe do like 5 minutes in the word with my kids, or like something like to feed them. And that's something I try to, I don't beat myself up over it, but that is something that I try to do every day, just to teach them the importance of putting God first, and even just like praying, like in the morning, like getting up and saying a prayer and saying grace and doing a devotion or a prayer journal or just something. So I think we just have to be so focused on being intentional with our kids and making that a priority in our day.
Yeah, I love what Deuteronomy 6 says. It says that we're to talk about these things while we're doing life, basically, together, and just bringing God into the conversation with your kids. When we allow our kids to be our number one priority, that really develops in children, first of all, a sense of entitlement, you
Yeah,
know,
I
when
was
it
just going to
comes to
say the same
everybody.
thing.
Yeah, when everybody comes, you know, they just think they're number one in
Right.
everything, and they get really disrespectful
Oh, yeah.
because, yeah. But when we make them the third priority over God and our spouse, it presents in our home as such a cohesiveness. Like, I loved what you said about you and Troy will hug each other and the girls just get tickled by that and all that stuff, but how much that changes the tone in your home. And, you know, a lot of moms, and I'm going to say this, and I know this is a harsh thing to say, but I think a lot of people let their kids become a priority because the relationship with their husband is not healthy. And if that's you, I want to strongly encourage you to get some help. We have good friends who are Christian marriage counselors, Chris and Jamie Bailey, and they're very, very good at what they do. And they have all kinds of resources. They do a podcast. So I'll link all of that in the show description. But don't be so proud as to not get some help, because we really, there are times when we just need to bite the bullet and say, you know what? We're just not, we need some help in this, you know? And don't be afraid to reach out and get some help. I don't necessarily recommend that you run to a parent to do that. I don't think that that's good, but I really think we hide behind our children when our marriages aren't healthy. And let me tell you, when you get 15 years down the road and that kid's going off to college and you're hanging on to them with, you know, white knuckled because you're scared to death that you're going to have to look your husband in the face and live with him the rest of your life, that's, you need to get that fixed now. Don't wait until they go to college to do that. Fix that now because it's going to change the tone of your home. It's going, there's so much more peace when we have our priorities lined up. So much
And
more
like,
peace.
something that culture constantly pushes, or I mean, Satan is the god of this world, so obviously this makes sense that your kids are your world. Like the amount of times I hear that, my kids are my world. My kids are my world. What a lie from the enemy. You want to know why? Because the enemy knows that if that happens, then your family is not going to stand strong, that you're going to crumble. He knows that Christ has to be the solid foundation because he knows that he is solid. He knows that that's how families were created. To survive and to live with into eternity is to have Christ, spouse, kids. It's just so backwards the way that the
It
world
is.
will tell you. It's
Well,
just
it's the
such a lie. Don't
deception.
believe that.
I mean, think about the first church that God created was Adam and Eve here on earth. He created family. He created family. And what does the enemy come after? He comes after our families. What's the number one way he does that? By getting our priorities all messed up. Absolutely. And this literally, like, I love, absolutely love, and enjoy so much coming to all you guys' houses and allowing, you know, you guys allow us to come and be a part of your lives there in your homes because they're your lives. And if we don't get this straight when you guys are young, that part of this end of life that I'm in now doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So many people that I know, like your age and older, are like, I don't even want my mom around. I'm like, that just stabs my heart. Like, I'm like, that hurts so bad to hear that. You know, I'm one of those people. I struggle in that area and with my own mom. But to what a blessing it is, you know, when I've been so busy this year traveling because you guys call and they're like, can you come? Can you come? I need you. Can you come? You know, and I mean, I have to set boundaries around that sometimes because it is exhausting. But, you know, the turnaround time sometime was 2 or 3 days with you guys this year. And, you know, but in all of that, it was such a blessing for me to be able to be there for you and be able to do that. But even in that, and I wanted to say this, even in that, even though all you guys are grown, you all have your own homes. Even in that, when you call and you say, hey, can you come? My response is, let me ask Rod. And I always run that by him because still he has to be a priority over you guys. And I don't want to just leave him home by himself all the time, right? Or, you know, figuring out how many days to be gone or whatever, right? And so even in with adult children, we have to remember that our priorities never change. And that's what makes it so easy to say yes and no to things. So I know a lot of moms are probably thinking, how do I do this? Because my kids need me so much. Kids are so needy sometimes. And, you know, for me personally, when you guys were young, it was like, okay, I'm doing some quiet time. And I would say that to you guys, like, I need time alone with Jesus. And
I do
I
the
would,
same thing.
yeah, I would be like, okay, it's time to go to our rooms because guess what? You need quiet time with Jesus. And here's, you know, if they're old enough to read, they can read a book or read the Bible, would be really good. Or watch a Jesus video of some sort, you know, VeggieTales or whatever. This is your quiet.
Minnow TV, I'm not here to sponsor that, but like it is awesome. It's literally Christian Netflix for kids, and I love it. So highly recommend Minnow if you guys,
Yeah, and that was a
go check
gift
that out.
from Rod and I
For
for Christmas
yes.
this year.
It's
Where it's
really,
like,
it's not that expensive. It's like $5 a month. It's really, and it's awesome. And they have new content coming out. Oh, the new series, David, is so good. My girls love it. I love
Oh,
it.
that's awesome.
Anyways, we're not here to like
Yeah.
to marketing.
Let's put a link in the show notes for that too, so you
Yeah.
can go check it out. But it's a great resource. But, you know, just say to your kids, like, look, I need time with Jesus right now. You know, it's not a
Yeah.
timer. My timer was my favorite thing because you guys listen to the timer better than you did me because you didn't talk back
Oh
to it.
yeah.
But yeah, set the timer. You know, get a babysitter. I hear so many moms like, I'm afraid to get a babysitter. Find a
Yeah.
babysitter
Yeah.
and go on a date with your husband. Go on a
Yeah.
date once a month. That's all I'm saying is once a month. And just make sure you're like, when you're having a conversation with your husband, you need to look at that child who's going, mommy, 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 and say, do not interrupt me when I'm talking to your father. I'm talking to your father.
And
That
that's
shows
such a
them
good
clearly.
point, who the priority is. Yes, I can't like the amount of times that when you're constantly giving in to your child who's trying to interrupt you, first of all, entitlement comes out of that because then they're like, oh, I can just do whatever I want and interrupt my mother, and it's totally fine. And that's not rude at all. Like, let's teach them obviously manners. And but it's so true when you, because the amount of times that I look at Mueller Madden and I say, just a minute, please. I'm going to finish speaking right now. Like, hold on a second. And they stop and wait. And then I finish my conversation with Troy, showing them that your spouse is priority. That it's okay for them to wait.
They're
They're
not
gonna
gonna
do, they're gonna
die.
be just fine. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not gonna die. And it might be a little bit of a battle if you haven't done that out of the gate.
Yeah.
But I want to
Yeah.
encourage you to start doing that. Not only does that tell your children that they're not the priority over your husband, it tells your husband that he's a priority. And
Yes.
it's also respectful. And as you and I have said in the past,
Yeah, absolutely.
that is the number one thing our husbands need. And when we are constantly allowing our children or anybody else to interrupt our time with our spouses, we are saying to them, you're not priority.
Yeah.
And we're
Yeah.
saying to our kids, you are the priority. And they need to learn that they're not, you know.
Yeah.
So with all of that, do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, man. No. I think I'm good.
Okay, do you want to pray for us today?
Yes, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this time together and for our friends who are listening. Lord, I pray that they would just lean on you and parent with you next alongside their spouse. And I pray that they would make you their solid foundation, that they would just really spend time and make their husbands a priority so that their foundation is strong and their structure of their home is strong, Lord, and that they would make discipling their children a priority. Lord, I pray that you would just speak to each and every one of our friends here. And Lord, I pray that they would just find peace in all of this and understanding. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.